Good morning. It's good to see everyone this morning. I'd like to direct your attention to Romans chapter 12, verses 14 through 21, where we read, "Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Weep with those who weep. Be of the same mind toward one another. Set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not set your mind on high things, but associate with the humble. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Repay no one evil for evil. Have regard for good things in the sight of all men. If it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. For in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." I want to particularly notice upon these two words, live peaceably with all men. As much as lies within you, as much as depends upon you, live peaceably with all men. We'll come back to this passage at the end of the lesson this morning, but I want us to notice that peace is one element of the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5, verses 22 through 23, we read the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. Also, we find a peaceful life is indeed the best life. Psalm 34, in verses 12 through 14, we read, "Who is the man who desires life and loves many days, that he may see good?" Do you? Do you love life? Would you like to live a long time upon the earth? Would you like to see good in your life? Who is the man that desires, you might say, a good life, a long and good life? Well, that would be all of us, but notice that he offers to us here, keep your tongue from evil. If you desire a good life, keep your tongue from evil. Speak those things that are true. Don't be deceitful. He says, and keep your lips from speaking deceit. Don't try to deceive others in the things that you do and say. If you would like to have a good life, live an honest, true life. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. Part of having a long and good and happy life is seeking to be at peace with others. Do that by not trying to deceive others. You do that by keeping your tongue from evil. You do that by speaking truth and trying to make peace between others. Peaceful life is a characteristic of a child of God. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 9, Jesus said as he began the Sermon on the Mount, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall all be called sons of God," or children of God. Are you a peacemaker? Or does strife seem to come up when you're around? Trouble and the stirring of waters. Man needs for peace goes back to the Garden of Eden. You'll remember Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 10, that Adam and Eve heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and Eve hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. After they had sinned, After they knew that they had conducted themselves in such a way that they were going to be separated from God, they tried to hide from God. They thought that in hiding and by hiding their activities, that somehow they enjoyed some kind of faux peace. Can you relate to that? When you have sinned against God, against others, against yourself, do you try to hide it? Do you try to cover it up? Yeah, we can all relate to that, can't we? But can we really hide from God? Does God not know that we have sinned? Does God not know that we have even contemplated sinning before we sin? Yes, He knows it all. But they thought that by hiding from God, they could be at peace with God. But here comes God. God has come back to the garden. And the Lord God called Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" So he said, "I heard your voice in the garden, and I was afraid, because I was naked, and I hid myself." How do you respond when you hear the voice of God? When you hear the Word of God? Are you at peace with the Word of God? Or does the Word of God condemn you? That's a good question for each and every one of us. Don't hide from God's Word. Seek God's face and seek His Word and seek to be in compliance with His will. Not be afraid of Him. Like Adam and Eve, we can't find peace by hiding from God. The sooner we confront our sin, the sooner we confront our unholiness and allow it to be judged by God's holiness, the sooner we will find peace with God. Peace with God is fundamentally important. Paul reveals to us in 2 Corinthians 5 and verses 18 through 20. He says, "All things are of God, who has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and given us the ministry of reconciliation." Now, to reconcile means to take one who is an enemy and make them your friend. To settle the differences between the two of you, or however many there might be. To confront those differences, to confront them with truth, to confront them with righteousness, and then to seek reconciliation. That's what God did for us. God sent His Son to pay the price for our sin in His death, so that we might be reconciled to Him, that we might not be separated from Him because of our sin, but reconciled to Him. God has reconciled us to Himself through Jesus Christ and has given us, in particularly, I think He's talking about the apostles here, but Christians in general who have heard the gospel and now they are to share the gospel with others. It is a gospel. It is the good news of reconciliation. We don't have to be enemies anymore. We can be reconciled to one another. Notice he goes on to say that God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing or not accounting their trespasses to them. When Christ came, He came to take away our sins, not to make us accountable for our sins, to make us aware of our sin, but to encourage us to turn from those sins. And He has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us to implore you on Christ's behalf. Be reconciled to God. So you see here the work of reconciliation, the work of making peace, and that reconciliation, that peace is realized through hearing this word of reconciliation, these words of peace, so that we might be at peace with God. Peace with self is found in peace with God. If you know that you're not right with God, are you at peace with yourself? You know you're not at peace with God, but are you at peace with yourself? Notice John 14 and verse 27, Jesus said, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Peace I leave with you. Jesus came so that we might be reconciled to God, to be at peace with God, and to find peace with ourselves. Let not your heart be troubled. The absence of trouble, the absence of anxiety, the absence of sleepless nights and a troubled heart is found in peace with God. If we are at peace with Him, we have nothing to be afraid of. Philippians chapter 4 and verses 6 through 7, we often turn to this passage along these lines. It says, "Be anxious for nothing. Don't worry about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God." Now, there are times that we are concerned, aren't we? That we do have anxiety. That we do worry. Maybe it's because of our sin. Maybe it's because of our own actions. And even in times such as that, he says, pray to God. Be in supplication, intense pleading to God. Let your request be made known unto God. Return to God. Be reconciled to Him. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. When we return to Him, when we realize that the source of our anxiety is the fact that we are not at peace with God and we need to return to Him, then we can be at peace with Him. We can have reconciliation. We don't need to be afraid of God and hide from God. Hide our sins. God's very aware of our sins. But return to Him and find that peace of God and peace in God. Peace with others is possible when we are at peace with God. You know, not only do we find ourselves out of sorts with God, but we find ourselves out of sorts with one another. Maybe friends or neighbors or workmates or even in our own families, we might not be at peace with one another. But we can be if we will turn to the Prince of Peace and hear His words of peace. Romans 14, verses 17 through 19 says, "The kingdom of God is not eating and drinking. The kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit." There are a lot of people today in the denominational community that would do well to contemplate what this is saying. Because their concept of the church is that it's just a religious organization for the purpose of social fellowship. This verse says exactly the opposite. It's not about social fellowship. It's about spiritual fellowship. It's not eating and drinking. It's about righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. When we come together, we do so to edify, to build up one another, to consider one another, to encourage one another. We enjoy the spiritual fellowship that we have in Christ and the peace that we have with God and with one another. Notice he goes on to say, "For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. When we serve God in righteousness and peace and joy, we are acceptable to God and to one another. Therefore, let us pursue the things that make for peace. What are they? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Let God's word be the standard of righteousness. Let us pursue that. Let us be, first of all, at peace with God and rejoicing in the fact that we are at peace with God and enjoying and encouraging one another to participate in the righteousness and peace and joy of the Holy Spirit. And these things, and the things by which one may edify another. Each of these three things participate, bring reconciliation and bring edification. Reconciliation with God and edification with one another. Hebrews 12 and verse 14 tells us to pursue peace with all people and holiness, without which no one will see the Lord. Pursue holiness with all people. Pursue peace with all people. Because if you do not, he says, you will not see the Lord. You might entertain a hope of seeing the Lord, but it's an invalid hope. It's an empty hope. It's a hope against hope. He says one of the valid things of hope and expectation of hope is that we are pursuing peace and holiness. Matthew 5, again we come back to the Sermon on the Mount, verses 44 through 45. Jesus says, I say to you, love your enemies. Bless those who curse you. Do good to those who hate you. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you, that you may be sent the sons of your Father in heaven, for he makes the sun to rise on the evil and on the good. He sends the rain on the just and on the unjust. Pursue peace with all, especially pursue peace with those that you might not be at peace with. Be a peacemaker. 2 Timothy 2, verses 22 through 25. Paul wrote to the evangelist Timothy, and he says, flee youthful lust, but pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart. But avoid foolish and ignorant disputes, knowing that they generate strife. Be a peacemaker, not a troublemaker. Not wise in your own opinions and pressing your own way, but submitting to God's way. A servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. They're not at peace with God. They are opposing God and the doctrine of Christ, the way of God, the way of righteousness. Be patient with them. Don't quarrel with them. It's not about winning an argument. It's about winning a soul. So teach and be patient. In humility, correct those who are in opposition to God. If God perhaps will grant them repentance so that they may know the truth. It's a challenging task. It's a task for evangelists. It's a task for all Christians as we try to bring people to reconciliation with God. Proverbs chapter 5, 15 and verse 1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger. Have you found that to be your experience too? That if someone is upset and angry and their volume increases and their blood pressure increases and they're expressing their anger and their unhappiness, that you're not in agreement with them, that you it has a tendency to push a button within you that your blood pressure goes up too. And you want to raise your voice. The Word of God says, peacemaker, don't raise your voice. A soft answer turns away wrath. Realize they're not just angry with you, they're angry with God. A harsh word stirs up anger. You're a peacemaker. Speak the truth in love. Speak the truth with their best interests in heart. And so as we come back to the text that we began with this morning, perhaps we have a better appreciation for each of the things that are presented to us in these verses. I would submit to you that living peaceably with all men is really the key to this particular passage of Scripture, these verses of Scripture. Notice, as we've noticed throughout this lesson this morning, verse 14, bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse. They might have set themselves as an enemy against you, but you live peaceably with all men. Bless them. Pray for them. Have their best interest at heart. Do not respond in kind the way they are responding to you. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We're not in competition with each other. We are sympathetic towards one another and empathetic towards one another. Live peaceably with all. Be of the same mind towards one another. We are all children of God, striving to live to His praise and honor and glory. Do not set your mind on high things. That means like the high things of this world, the things that the world lifts up and elevates, and it's coming up with different things to lift up and elevate all the time that are, I don't know, it just seems to me like the world majors and minors that we find all kinds of trivial things to maximize in our lives. We have a tendency to want to associate with those who are deemed by society as notable and popular, perhaps. But he says, associate with the humble. Those who are seeking to be popular are not seeking to glorify God. You want to associate with those who have the same desire to live to the glory of God. Do not be wise in your own opinion. Everybody has an opinion. I often say opinions are like armpits. Everybody's got a couple, you know, and yours are probably offensive to others. So keep them to yourself. If it's just an opinion, it's just an opinion. But speak truth in love with all people. Seek peace with all. Repay no one evil for evil, but have regard for good things in the sight of all men. And as we said, if it is possible, as much as depends on you, live peaceably with all men. Don't be the one to start the disagreement. Don't be the one who causes the rift. Live peaceably with all men. Beloved, avenge not yourselves, but rather give place to wrath. To your anger, hot anger. Wrath is hot anger. Yeah, you feel like you need to get even. You feel like you need to get back at the person that has done you wrong, he says, do not avenge yourself. Give place to wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him drink. And in so doing, you will heap coals of fire on his head. We've talked about that expression before, how that fire is necessary for one's survival. And he's saying, see to the survival of the one that you are at odds with, or he is at odds with you. You are at odds with them. Don't seek to be separated. Seek to be reconciled, and seek that in the spirit of righteousness and holiness. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. It's easy when there is a disagreement, when there is disharmony, when there is argumentation, when there has been a trespass against you. It's easy to kind of respond the way the world responds. It's easy to seek revenge. It's easy to take matters into your hands rather than leave them in the hands of God and do them in the way that God would have you to do them. Your job as a Christian, as a child of God, is to realize that you're a peacemaker. You're to seek reconciliation. Whether it be with an associate at work or a school person or wherever they might be, even in your own family, seek peace. Seek reconciliation. Speak truth. Honor it. And try to instill a reverence and honor for truth in your opponent. Do not be overcome by evil. When you try to repay evil with evil, evil wins. We're trying to gain a victory for Christ and a display of righteousness and godliness. Overcome evil with good by doing the right thing. Living peaceably is the faithful, righteous, and holy reaction to unfavorable circumstances. Seek peace. Seek salvation. Seek to glorify God in your life, in your turmoil, in your trouble. Seek God's will. Are you at peace with God? Are you at peace with yourself? Are you at peace with others? You can be if you'll do things God's way. Live peaceably with all men. Live peaceably with God. If you're here this morning and you are not at peace with God because of your sin, because of you know that your life is not in harmony with His will, would you return to Him today and be at peace with Him? Accept the reconciliation that God has provided us in Jesus Christ. Turn from your sin. Confess Christ as the Son of God. And be baptized for the remission of your sins. Have your sins taken away. And live in newness of life with Him from this day forward. If you're here as a child of God and out of favor with Him, you're not at peace with Him, let us pray with you and for you as you repent and you confess your sins before God and before others. Would you please come as we stand and sing this song?